Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and how are you? It's been a while. But what I thought I'd like to do today is go over the big Jeff Bezos' plan to live forever and ever. Forever, ever? Okay, so this seems to come up with billionaires, millionaires, rich thinkers. You know, they sit in a room on top of a mountain, you know, airy, and they just know the technology's there to do it. And they're going to take the smartest guys, MIT, Harvard. Well, problem is there's a lot of MIT and Harvard guys that have been around forever, and they all disagree, and no one seems to be able to come to a consistent, and I know consistency is not the goal, it's really science. You can be consistently wrong, but you can still be consistent. But they want to come to, you know, this conclusive, get on the same page type of knowledge of what aging is, what wellness is, et cetera. So what I'd like to do today is walk through, like, in for example, in this specific article, they talked about how, reprogramming cells so they resemble stem cells as this primary course of action. Now, of course, I don't really know what exact angles they're going at, what other ancillary ideas they have, incorporation of the system, and how other, facets of the aging process would be incorporated into this. But what I like to say is this: every time I look into how they're going about determining wellness, aging, and the pursuit thereto, is that they seem to want to create this new system. For example, CRISPR, right? Now, I'm not going to get into the ethics of CRISPR. In my mind, it's completely unethical. But because genes are there for a reason, they do things for a reason, and because you're doing something wrong is why they're doing what they're doing. So you can necessarily, therefore, figure out what you're doing wrong instead of changing the gene to accommodate what you're doing wrong, right? So that's my opinion. Now you say, that's too hard, Scott, whatever. I'd rather, you don't know what you're talking about. I'll take the drug, right? Or I'll take the genetic editing or whatever, and that's fine. But I bet you, though, if you did know exactly how to go about life to accommodate how your genes are designed and how they were designed by nature as a result of the environments and the diet and everything else they existed in, then I would guess that you would say, well, yeah, of course you do that first, get everything kind of working right, and then go about it versus trying to, like, everything's working wrong and then trying to accommodate the wrong. So in this episode, I want to go over just a little bit of what I believe through my studies, but mostly inflammation and resolution and repair by way of hormones, enzymes, transcription factors, and the like. Okay, so, and this is, a 15-minute show, so I can't get real long on anything in particular. But again, instead of going in some perverted way, and by perverted, ignoring the foundation, we all know what foundations are, right? You build a house, you got a foundation, so you can't really pervert it. You get new materials and stuff, but as it exists and how it was designed to exist, you kind of have a foundation. So when you look at aging and you look at wellness, what you got to realize is that there is a process, and the genes have been developed over time, right? Have evolved over time, have changed over time, for lack of a better word, and they operate in a certain way because of that environment, that change, and how they got there today. So inflammation came about. The understanding of it became more and more prevalent over the last couple decades. And that becomes a big component in what aging is. And it's everyone understands, I think, at this point, that's into wellness, into aging, understands that it's present in virtually every disease, every chronic disease, right? Disease state, and in a very big, significant way. Ironically, Americans are very inflamed right now, very inflamed, more so than they've ever been. And it keeps getting worse because they never resolve that inflammation. And that action of resolution is very important. But going back, so you have inflammation, and then you have what's now better understood by a guy named Charles Serhan, or written a lot about by Dr. Barry Sears, is the resolution of inflammation, okay, which is a different phase. It's not the initiation phase, so it's very different, but it's related, right? So you have the initiation of inflammation, and I'm going to kind of go a little bit backwards here. I'm not going to build up the whole case because of time. I'm going to go through the stages here and then go back into it. So you have initiation of inflammation, resolution of inflammation, and then repair the tissue. Okay, so this has been coined in terms by Dr. Barry Sears as the resolution response, right? Being the future of how to treat, kind of like back in, you know, the 1800s when they were looking at viruses and bacteria and stuff like that, and they came up with, you know, these theories about, you know, that sort of disease or that sort of health condition. Same here, that chronic disease has become so prevalent, such an epidemic. Obesity is an inflammatory condition. It all is. So once we get our head around this, forget about living forever for a minute. It's just living correctly would be probably the first step. These guys want to go way past the base. And if they just got the base right, then they could build from there. I would say, hey, if you got the base right, first of all, it's going to take care of a lot of things you think that you're going to take care of, like energy, like generating AMP kinase, you know, which is your master metabolic switch, like controlling insulin. If you got all that right, which you need to get right anyway, you know, you probably correct all the things you think you're going to correct with this new technology you're going to do. So you have initiation of inflammation, resolution of inflammation, and repair. Okay, that's very, now that may seem like, oh, hey, he just said a bunch of things and put it into a row. But no, that's been a hard-fought battle and developed over time very carefully with a lot of science and a lot of great science and a lot of backed-up science and written about mostly in the Zone series of Zone books by Dr. Barry Sears. And using all the current research, and like I said, primarily that recently has been the Charles Sirhan resolution discovery. And so how do you do this, right? So you think about the initiation of inflammation. We're talking about, like, not, you know, acute inflammation where you get it, you know, you hit your thumb with a hammer, ouch. But we're talking about the systemic inflammation that comes through diet, primarily stresses in your life, cortisol, you know, generation, et cetera. So when you take a look at dietary inflammation, you know, it came about mostly due to basically adding omega-6s into our diet, vegetable oils, highly refined carbohydrates, taking protein out, taking omega-3s out, all those things that happen, which is scary because those are all major things. And the one thing that could help to offset it would be omega-3 inclusion, like cod liver oil. And so you've initiated it, and generationally it keeps going and gets worse. Things mutate over time. The genes mutate, which is scary. So that's one thing. And so what you want to do is change that. Now, when you get into the resolution of it, that's really mostly comes from EPA and DHA in fish oil. And you want to take clean fish oil, of course, because it's contaminated. That's bad for you, causes inflammation and carcinogens and everything else, right? So, and then you got that, and then you want to, repair the tissue right at the end of it. Right? So you get rid of the initiation of it. You resolve the existing amount of inflammation because you're hitting switches called transcription or transcription factors, hitting your genes. The switches are the transcription factors, and they control your genes. So you got to do that, and then you repair the tissue. So you that's the basic process that you go through. Okay, and that would be to me that also helps control aging. You're repairing tissue that is anti-aging. Okay, it's just two sides of the same coin, right? So there you go. I mean, and that is a big thing. It's not little. It's hard to do. Why? It's hard to do because, number one, diet's hard. It's hard to do. Why? Because getting clean fish oil is very hard. And knowing which fish oil, so you have to look at reports that these companies post, like zonediet.com, which is where I get mine. If you do buy from there, use coupon code AF10PZD. A is in apple, F is in Frank, 10, P is in Paul, Z is in zebra, D is in dog. I'll give you 10% off. Phenomenal product. And then the last thing is the repair. Okay, and that's initiating AMP kinase, master switch. It does virtually all your your master metabolic switch. And that is generated really in three ways, but really one way when I get to the end. Restriction of calories is one way. Extreme exercise, not extreme, but let's say sprinting, right? So so when you go out and you partake in, let's say, a physical activity that's like sprinting, running a 100-yard dash, lifting weight, and you can get some AMP K from that. Or you can take polyphenols. Now, in the polyphenol camp, which is, you've got to eat anyway, and you generally take supplements, you kind of get it all day long. It's not all polyphenols aren't equal, and there's the best of the best. And this is a very quick, fast summary from my first episode back on this topic, which is why I'm going quick, to get all the main facets of each category of wellness and aging, in my opinion. And that is, you want to take, so back to the AMP-K and the repair, polyphenols, the best of best would be delphinidins, and they're a constituent of the blueberry family, blueberry, bilberry, mockyberry. Okay, they're in others too, in lower concentrations, but the bottom line is blueberries, you know, the American blueberry, and then you have the bilberry, which has 7 times more delphinidins, and then you have the mockyberry, which has 14 times more delphinidins than the blueberry. And if you were to refine those, clean them, remove the seeds, leaves, extract them, so you go through a purification process, then you've got this super concentration of that, which, and why that? Because that can actually get into the blood. Why? The positive charge is water soluble, you know, and that can go through other attributes, but again, in the interest of time, the delphinidin then gets into your blood. Now, that's going to activate amp kinase. Other polyphenols, they can get into your blood a little bit. They probably more so do more benefit the gut. You know, so there's benefit to other polyphenols, clearly. You know, vitamins, minerals, helps the gut. You know, some maybe get into the blood. But the delphinidin specifically get into the blood better, okay? And all of this information is on zonediet.com. All of it's validated. All of it has supporting documentation, et cetera. None of this, as my disclaimer, is designed to treat, cure any disease. Always consult with a physician, yada, yada. You all know that. But I would say to you, that if you get those three pieces right, right? And so I specifically say, okay, diet's difficult. I get stressed. I want to, you know. So I take fish oil, cannot help offset that. It can help offset some of the inflammation. Plus it generates the resolution. Then when you take the polyphenols, that also has some anti-inflammatory effects. It also has antioxidant effects, and it also has amp generating of amp kinase. And it happens in a lot of different biochemical pathways, right? There's a lot of things going on. But I hear a lot of, advertisements on these new things. Like, let's just take one product right here. I don't like to advertise for other products, but Relief Factor. Fish oil, which is not as good as Zone Diet fish oil, but okay. Turmeric, which is okay. That's good. It has its thing. It's kind of an anti-inflammatory and works on different kind of pathways, Delta 5, desmocase, et cetera. I don't want to get into it. And then, you know, it's got, but where I was going to is it's also got other polyphenols that virtually, they're not even close to a delphinidin, but yet it's very popular on certain, certain radio channels to advertise. And so it's just weird because once you get the knowledge and then you say, okay, I want to go after it. Wouldn't you go after that which exactly worked? And the cost isn't different. If anything, like in the fish oil, it's cheaper to do this fish oil because you're going to get higher concentration and it's going to be more effective. And the cost per gram is, I've found to be a lot cheaper than most high-grade fish oils. So you're generally never saving money, in my opinion, in my experience. But you're getting the best of the best and you're initiating these things that you're trying to initiate. And I think it's just lack of knowledge. So my URL actually is in this, but it's Zone Diet as well. You can go through there. My URL to Zone Diet or my ambassador site is in the is in my website on the show. And in either way, if you use AF10TZD, you'll get there. So I wanted to go through that. Live forever. Good luck. Live well. Easier. But you got to start with the base either way. And that base has been developed over about the last 25 years as far as I've studied it. And you can get there, especially with the products that are designed to it. But you got to know which products, where to get them, how much to take, and all that's on that site. And hopefully I have some more episodes in the future to go over specifically how all this works, go into the details for the more science people, transcription factors, mutations, current chronic disease, how we better turn this around. You got 2 generations, if you get rid of all the existing offenders from the diet, to turn this around so that these kids come back out with the genes that they were designed to have by the best nature, was designed way in the past. Okay, so end of my show coming up, last 30 seconds. Again, disclaimer, this show is not designed to treat, cure any disease. Please always consult your physician. Just my opinions. There's a slew of information out there, different opinions, and we all know that. We're all pretty smart to listen to the show. But science is science, not an art, and I'm trying to zero in on that science, that which is more effective to achieve wellness primarily. Thank you for listening. ZoneDiet.com, AF10PZD, or say Scott Fabianic referred you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.